Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Woody, what do you have for us today?
All right, we had a rough one with Michael Jordan yesterday. A bunch of kids, I guess they were camped out in like the Hornets garage or something. They were trying to find LaMelo Ball, and MJ comes walking out.
I'd rather have that one anyway.
Kids lost their mind, obviously. You know, it's Michael Jordan. He shot him down pretty quick when
he did.
When they asked for a picture. That sucks, though, man.
Like, come on, MJ.
The problem is, like, Jordan, you know, just goes on with his life, whatever. That those kids will remember that interaction for the rest of their lives. Like, that, you know, it just will. Like, that will stick with them forever. It sucks.
We can go down that rabbit hole.
I don't think it's going to ruin their life, Woody.
No, like, they'll ruin their life, but it will stick
a little far.
It will stick with them forever. Yeah. I remember, I mean, I met Michael Jordan at a game once. He was nice to me, so I remember that.
You remember the worst.
Are you able
scenarios.
To get past it, though? Are you able to get past it today?
To
yeah.
No.
No, of course you're not.
No.
Exactly.
I told you all the guys I've had things with over the years.
Yeah, people don't forget when the bad situations.
We've all, everybody in this, I don't know, I shouldn't say it. I don't know if you've had one. I've had one, too.
Bad experience with an athlete or entertainer?
Yes.
Yes.
And it set me back.
Right.
And I've had some guys that are up and down, and I know when I see him in town, I could get the good or the bad one. And I want to say his name. Well, there's two of them. And you show up, and you don't know, or you see him out, and then you see him someplace else, and they're like your best friend. So I've got those kind of guys, and then you just get a guy that just flat out blows you off after you tell him you're a big fan.
Sad stuff.
By the way, but I'm okay, man. My point is I'm okay, though, Woody. I'm good.
Yeah, but it sticks with you.
Having a bad day.
We met Jimmy Butler at his coffee thing down in the design district. Which you got to check out, by the way. I don't drink coffee, so I don't know, but everyone seemed to like it.
Well, Joe's
I think
be the,
they have a blue coffee.
I think that big face coffee from everybody has said from the tennis tournament said it's really, really good.
Yeah, Jimmy was awesome, man. He was really nice
to
everyone.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
No, I know Jimmy was great. What'd you expect Jimmy Butler going out to promote and show up and get people to drink his coffee? You think he was going to show up and be a complete jerk? Of course he's going to be nice.
Well, I mean, he was. Like, I don't know.
Well, you think somebody's going to show up on their product
thing, like,
or Dwayne and UD open a new restaurant and spend time with us? Like, yeah, of course they are. They want you to come back and say nice things.
This was a thing for fans. This wasn't like a media thing. I went because, you know, my son is – huge Jimmy Butler fan. He's wanted to meet him forever. And Jimmy was really nice to him. He signed his card. He took a picture with him. Like, did the whole thing. I mean, just I thought it was very nice of him.
That experience could have went in a different way if you saw him at a restaurant. Or you saw
it
him somewhere
have.
Else.
Maybe yeah. Jimmy's a good guy all the time.
No,
but,
I'm just saying in general.
But Woody,
anyone,
like,
right.
holds his stuff, like, 200 years late. Listen, Warren Sapp, I never know what I'm getting with Warren Sapp. And I'm like,
right.
okay. Because Warren Sapp, to me, is just one of the great defensive tackles of all time at any level. And playing that position, that's kind of that personality.
But you got to catch him on the right day. Otherwise, you're going to get a bad Warren Sapp.
But I remember we went up to Warren Sapp. We sent one of the girls that was working for us at the time.
He's got play-by-play on it.
Went up to Warren Sapp at the spring game and asked him to come on the show or whatever we were on at the time. And I mean, he looked at her like he was just going to eat her for lunch, man. He's one of the nastiest people I've ever had the misfortune of running into.
I've had good and bad with Warren.
Yeah.
I have too. Yeah. Same thing. Been with him out at camp and talked and had a great conversation and then followed up by not having a great day.
But
so.
These things stick with you, though, man. Like, what if
they don't stay stick with you?
So let me ask you this. We're at the Miami Open. You know, we're there waiting for Federer for about 8 hours. And after you finished the interview with Federer, you waited him out. You let him do some of his other media, and you waited him out. You asked for a picture. What if he was like, I can't right now, man, or like, I don't take pictures. What if he said something like that, or he just kind of like blew you off and didn't take the picture?
Oh, now we got to play make-believe world that Fed was having
a
bad day.
I'm asking you honestly, he didn't have a bad day. What if he just was like, I don't want to take a picture with this clown, like... And he just said no and kept walking.
Oh, my God, Wood.
That would have stuck with
you.
Well,
you're going to try. Not like you.
You have the picture hanging on your wall.
You're such a wuss.
You
have seriously,
the picture hanging
stop.
On your wall.
Stop with this thing that somebody hurt your feelings. We're in Sports Talk Radio. Stop it.
So we're not allowed to have feelings?
Oh, my God. You're
right,
just over the top. Anybody else
story.
Hurt your feelings? Let's do the whole. And you can tell us the whole story of what it would have been like. Good God, you're soft today.
All
softer
right.
than vanilla ice cream.
Kendall Jenner and Devin Booker have split, but there is possibility of reconciliation, a source says.
Oh.
Whatever the hell that
wow.
means.
Wow.
I think he was blaming her for that bad series.
It may be.
Had against.
She seems to keep quiet,
Dallas.
Though, right, for the most part. Like, she's.
I think she's pretty
she's
private.
She's the quiet of the Kardashians. Yeah. The quietest of the Kardashians.
She doesn't look like she wants to be in the middle of that show like the three.
Kardashians.
The Kardashians,
right.
yeah. They all have the same mom, so you know they got that gene now. They can turn that gene on.
Right.
Same mama.
The Chris gene.
Woo.
Speaking of the Kardashians, Khloe's dad, O.J. Simpson, is now alleged to owe $96 million to the Goldmans. It's originally $33.5 million. But,
a lot of interest.
There's been a lot of interest over the last, 94?
Yeah.
OJ's in Fort Lauderdale having a good time going, good luck. Go. Add whatever you want.
You want to add another zero?
It doesn't matter. I know it'll be out there. God bless OJ. He's not affected by anything. He goes out.
Incredible.
People come up to him like, and he lives, and he blocks that. I don't think if somebody said something to him, it would affect him at this point.
No. He's living his life.
He's about the scariest guy that we have walking around.
You ever think we'd be saying that about OJ?
He is. He's probably the scariest person that's walking around freely right now. Is he not?
It's just funny when you say that. And then you think about like how Joe, like I didn't obviously see him play, but how Joe like saw him play and college star and movie, you know,
well,
actor.
He seems very nice.
Right.
All his videos and everything.
But
he's
the way
got
you
a great
say,
personality, yeah, right. but he's incredibly scary.
Scariest guy walking.
You find him scary when he's out and
yes,
he's sitting around with
yes.
all these people.
What do you
come
think he's
going to
do if you see him at a restaurant?
I don't know. Maybe he snaps again. Who knows?
Really?
Crazier things have happened.
Would you ask for a picture? Because you're a picture.
No, I would not. OJ, I would not ask. I wouldn't go up to him, no.
You wouldn't go up to him
no,
at all?
Oh, he scares me.
Come on.
Get out of here.
I'd get a picture.
I might skip the picture, too. Like,
really?
Yeah, I ain't taking the picture.
Joe wouldn't either.
No, I said I wouldn't take the picture.
I know
I'm
you
skipping.
Wouldn't. Zach said you would,
would,
you would?
I would, yeah.
Okay.
So,
that's
Bo,
fine.
So he walks in, as you guys know, and you saw the famous picture him watching a Buffalo Bills game, and Kimbo Camper's sitting in there in his restaurant. He goes, oh, God. And he knows him, played against him. Say, oh, no. Oh, no. And
what are you going to do, right?
I said, what'd you do? And he knew the guys with him. Guys with him, been around a long time. And he said, I go, you didn't go over and take? He goes, no, I just kind of worked the
lunch,
room and
yeah.
left him alone.
All right, we keep it moving here.
That's an interesting one, right?
He's all
Michael,
over Las Olas, though.
Oh, yeah, of
he's
course.
Always down there.
He's living his life.
Just be careful, guys. Be careful out there. Michael Rubin from Fanatics. They are, by the way, they are like taking over sports if they haven't already. They own, of course, the Fanatics apparel website. They just bought Topps. They're getting into the card business. And now Michael Rubin has sold his stake in the Philadelphia 76ers and New Jersey Devils. so that he can get into the gambling business here.
Yeah.
As Fanatics is getting into gambling. I don't know. They're just trying to take over everything related in with sports here. They just raised money, by the way, Fanatics, at a $27 billion valuation.
Wow.
So things are going very well for them.
Yeah, seems it.
I wonder if they're going to acquire one of these, Zach and I were talking about earlier this morning, one of those other gambling companies, if they make a move and try to like buy DraftKings or
you got plenty of money to do
Rush Street or one of those. We will see.
Those are big boys. That I don't know about that one, but I get what you're saying. They're not done. Guys, sounds like
they're a 27
brilliant
billion
guy. Yeah,
they could overtake one of these other companies, get right into the gambling business.
All right, Red Bull Racing, a Formula 2 driver, F2. I think that's like not as good as F1. It's like the minor leagues.
You're our expert.
Yeah.
Yuri Vips was playing Call of Duty on a live stream and for some reason decided he would scream out the N-word.
Oh.
And that has
not good.
Landed him in some hot water.
He's going to be on the F3 team here
it's
pretty
really,
soon.
It's really bizarre, man. Like,
it's real.
Have F3. If you're on F3, you're out. F1, F2, and there's no more.
It's like the Myers-Leonard thing. Like,
yeah.
Like, why? Why would you scream that
out? By the way, where is he now?
That's a great question. I don't know.
MIA at this point.
Great question. Mm. Final story for the day. Meanwhile, they did suspend that guy, by the way. They're investigating it.
You already told us.
F3 team.
F3. Did you guys see this Burger King story? With the guy who worked at Burger King for 27 years and, like, never missed a shift.
Really?
So Burger King decides they would say, this guy's 54 years old. He spent, like, his whole adult life working at Burger King. So the Burger King people profited, like, $100 billion last year, decided they would send this guy, like, a party favor bag. And he's taking the stuff out of the bag and showing it. And the guy's, like, really nice. Like, he's actually thankful for what they sent him. And it was like movie tickets and like pens, like he had like pens in there. Like it's a bag of crap, basically, is what it was. So Burger King was getting dragged pretty good for this one on social media. They even started a GoFundMe for this guy. So like,
wow,
maybe he could have a vacation or something.
Oh, I thought that's what you were going to say. They gave him a cruise.
Right,
everybody gives everybody a cruise.
Now, I think they'll get bullied into eventually giving this guy something. But like,
good.
The guy's taking out the stuff from the bag.
It's like a golf bag. Here's your golf bag. Yeah.
No, it wasn't even a golf bag. It was like one of those plastic, like, I'm trying to think like how you describe it. One of those, like, plastic tote bags.
Yeah.
And he's pulling out, like, they gave him, like, markers. They gave him, like, a Burger King lanyard.
Oh, a coloring book? What do you mean?
Yeah, it was literally like a gift bag you would give someone at, like, a promotional event. And the guy worked 27 years.
Not a good look for Burger King.
Yeah, send the guy on a cruise.
I thought for sure you're going to tell me, because, you know, everybody buys everybody. Oh, congratulations, you win a cruise. Mm. Didn't even give him that. Good God.
The markers. Okay. And a pack of gum.
All right. Well, listen, we got a lot more stuff to get to here this morning, man. I just getting started here as we continue. Are we over? Is there anybody else we want to throw as a bad guy out there? That's really tough. Mm. Chris Carter's had his moments.
Yes.
Horrific. I met him. Horrific.
That, honestly.
What I'm kind of waiting on is for Zach to throw his personal beefs out there. I do this a lot.
The Chris
Joe.
Carter thing was part of mine.
I know, but I already said it.
No,
but everybody.
Fresh.
But
no,
thing,
no, no.
Everybody
no, no.
knows Chris Carter's a bad guy, so it's not like.
Chris Carter wouldn't go on our radio show until I gave him coffee.
No, but
bags
I want
of
something.
Coffee.
I want something unusual. Everyone knows Chris Carter's a scumbag. It's not like we're breaking. We're not breaking news here.
I mean, he might have been a douche to me that day. I don't know if he's a full, you know.
Scumbag's a little.
That's a rough one.
I don't know.
A bad guy, but like everybody.
I don't know
if
Chris goes scumbag. Like, it's like every athlete sucks. I mean, God, Woody, scumbag. Have you had a bad experience with Chris that you go, wow, scumbag? Damn, Woody.
I had a D-bag.
That's that moment where somebody says something at a party, says the C word, and everybody stops. That was a Woody moment. He has them all the time. All right, right now I want to talk to you about Michael Kotz. He never has those moments. Friendly, knowledgeable, and ready to help you out. By the way, a lot of people right now pulling Equia out of their home to fix it right back up. Been living in that home forever, and you're going, my God, I got all this equity. Let's pull some out and fix it up. Let's get some new floors. Call Don Bailey and get those new flooring. Let's get a new roof. Let's get some new window. Let's fix the house up. Well, a lot of people are doing that, and they're calling Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage, man. Not only that, but I want to let you know that Michael Kotze brought this up to me. He goes, hey, Joe, a lot of people your age, a little bit older, are getting reverse mortgages, getting ready to retire. And with that retirement, go, oh, I don't have enough money to live every month. I'm going to need to really enjoy myself to take some equity out of the house, get that reverse mortgage so I can still live in my home. Well, that's a nice thing about Michael Kotze, that reverse mortgage, one of the many things that he'll do for you. Hey, listen, if you're tired of going to banks, it takes too long to get approved, you just had a bad experience, Michael Kotze works 7 days a week, and you can always get a hold of him. Little different animal there, man. That guy's ready to go to help you out right now. Call Michael Kotze today on his cell phone. Call or text him, 561-441-2730. 561-441-2730, or visit choicemortgage.com. NMLS 166254. Rates and terms subject to change daily without notice. He's an equal housing lender.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.